Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, March 12, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we've prepared and now share this message on a beautiful Monday morning from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where the temperature is supposed to get near 60 today. Our desire today, as is every time we prepare a message and share it, is to encourage you in your walk with the Lord Jesus. Today's message is titled, The Fear of the Lord. The scripture text is from Isaiah 33, verse 6.
He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure.
I recall a very embarrassing moment that happened several years ago. I took my family to a large concert, and when it was over, we walked out to the parking lot, preparing to leave. Recalling the general area I'd parked in, I found my car, but the key wouldn't fit in either my door nor the passenger door. I tried several times without success. I finally attempted to find my secretly hidden key, but it was missing, probably having fallen off when I hit a deep pothole from some time back. I went back to the driver's door and once more tried to make the key work when a man hollered, "Hey, what are you trying to get in my car for?" While a steer said at the very same time, "Daddy, this isn't our car." Boy, did we have a laugh as we walked over to our almost identical car, which was parked only about 10 cars away.
Well, the world offers plenty of keys that people try to use in futility to meet our deepest needs of love, joy, and peace. But so many people go through life using the wrong key. The daily verse is a real gem. It's one of those great treasures found deep in the Old Testament. The verse is speaking of the Lord, who is exalted and dwells on high. Today, some 2,700 years after Isaiah wrote this, our God is still exalted and dwelling on high. He ever remains the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge.
Oh, how we long to live on a sure foundation in our times and experience a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. This is an expression of our deepest need.
The last clause is vital, but so lost by the majority in this world, and we earnestly feel that many in the church as well. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. The notion of fearing the Lord seems archaic to many. One of our favorite authors is Jerry Bridges, who writes, "There was a time when committed Christians were known as God-fearing people. This was a badge of honor, but somewhere along the way we lost it. Now the idea of fearing God, if thought of at all, seems like a relic from the past."
Well, in our opinion, the fear of the Lord is underemphasized and in some settings never even mentioned. It seems there's always a struggle for balance in Christian theology. As I study sermons of the past, it seems as if the overriding theme of the fear of the Lord was sometimes to the extreme. The hellfire and brimstone sermons abounded and at times presented an unhealthy fear of a loving God, which brought little peace or assurance to the believer. But in recent decades, the love and grace of God has been the chief theme, to the point of superseding the proper understanding of the fear of the Lord. Both themes go hand in hand for the Christian believer.
A study Bible gives helpful insight to the meaning of the fear of the Lord. And this is what it writes: a reverent awe of God's power, majesty, and holiness produces in us a holy fear of transgressing His revealed will. Such reverence is essential to gaining a heart of wisdom. The New Testament indicates that the sincere fear of the Lord in our hearts will be accompanied by the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Many years ago, I developed a sermon on the need to have a healthy, holy fear of God. And I earnestly believe this healthy, holy fear is vitally needed for our generation. Today, let us indeed walk in the fear and reverence of the Lord, for the Bible says in Psalm 128, verse 1, "Blessed are all those who fear the Lord, who walk in His ways.
Let's pray together. Father, we are a generation of people who seek more and more knowledge. In this information age, knowledge is promoted as the key to success and fulfillment. While learning is vitally important, wisdom and understanding are even more vital. Help us as believers to realize that all knowledge must be filtered through our understanding of your truths as they are applied to every area of our life. Amen.
Amen. And may the Lord help each of us to have a healthy, holy fear of God. Well, we are again Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and on the site today, or if you're not reading or listening to this message on the 12th of March, just go back to the message for the 12th. We have a number of supplemental articles I found on the web that we believe would be helpful. Let me point out the last one. I do not recommend it. It is a great illustration of psychobabble in pointing out the belief in this particular site that the fear of the Lord is unhealthy. But the first three references I use are all good, solid references. We also have several photos on the site today. We always like to share photos, and we have several, as well as a song that Brooksine suggests called We Choose the Fear of the Lord, a very live local church-type version that we believe will bless you. Well, may God bring encouragement and hope to your hearts today as you serve and properly fear the Lord.